Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about NVIDIA. So NVIDIA has been a stock of the year that everybody has been talking about. And it was 52-week low was $108. 52-week high was $502. But since it hit $500, it has dropped almost $50, around the 452 range. So, okay. Is the NVIDIA hype over? Will it have a new bull run? Is it time to invest in NVIDIA? Is NVIDIA overpriced? Mm-hmm. Will it split? Will NVIDIA split? What's the deal with NVIDIA?
I hope it does split, but from what I'm hearing from a couple of people that work inside of the industry, NVIDIA has another chip that is going to come out that could change the game. So I would say put NVIDIA back on your watch list. So if you missed this first run, we have to argue that their CEO probably is top 5 right now. If they come out with another chip that could change the game like this first one did, it could definitely send the stocks soaring higher. If it goes above 700, at some point they are going to have to split to make it affordable. But NVIDIA in this decade may be cementing themselves as one of the new power players for the next decade. Kind of like we had FANG in the last decade that was dominant. They're going to be one of the players that's most dominant in the space and in the market overall. So I would definitely begin to put on your watch list. And at the Chicago show, I will give you a price to look to buy in into NVIDIA if you missed it at the top of this year or last year. And if you made money off NVIDIA, please put yes in chat. But at the Chicago show, October 22nd, I'll give you a price of where to enter.
This is an interesting time. It's an interesting time for NVIDIA. I'm glad you brought up the price, because there is news that OpenAI may be looking to use a different chip supplier outside of NVIDIA. So that is interesting. There is also some news. So I like what Ian says, from what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing, there is a company out there named Microsoft that is interested in creating their own chip, which is also... which is also an interesting proposition for NVIDIA. Do I love it long-term? Absolutely. But when you have companies coming into a market, especially like a Microsoft, it does take time. And just because they're saying they do it, it doesn't mean that they'll have it next year. It might take 10 to 15 years for them to create the factories and to create, you know, the machinery needed to create these waffles that have the that make the semiconductors. But the fact that they're coming into the space tells you that this is a space that's going to be here for the long term. NVIDIA is the leader now, like we said a couple of weeks ago, I think for the next 3 to 5 years, just because of the amount of time it takes to get a business like this up and running, or to get the machinery up and running to compete in this space, they'll be ahead over the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah,
there's going to be some challengers. The fact that Microsoft, and I think next month they're going to announce it, that they're coming to space to create their own chips. I think Apple follows suit. I think Amazon's already, they're already following suit. So that takes some of the market lead that they have. So it'll be interesting to watch. But what we're about to see is we're going to see the AI chip wars. That's what we're having.
Absolutely.
AI chip wars is what's on the frontier for the next 5 to 10 years. So they're leading now. Definitely watch out for those that Magnificent Seven. All of them are going to have their own version, which is going to cut into that market lead that they have.
And I'll say too, if whatever tech company is not focused on making their own chips, they're going to get left behind. This is the equivalent of like a AI assembly line, because in order for Microsoft and Apple to really be dominant in tech, they're going to need their own chips to be able to run the processes as fast as they need to. But this is why NVIDIA needs to counter with the superior chip. Mm-hmm. So, of course, if Meta comes out with one, which I believe they will, Apple, Amazon, Google, if NVIDIA remains in pole position with the best chip, they can remain a market leader. But if you have 5 or 6 competitors clawing at you every day, going back to what we were talking about last week, that's why you have to stay on your grind every week. I know people always give you pushback for when you say that. But if you are not ahead of the competition, at some point you're going to be a laggard and you may not be able to ever catch up. That's why I always bring up IBM. IBM was really big in the AI space in the 90s and early 2000s, and they lost it.
Yeah. And what they need, this is the interesting part, right? The price point is what gives it the advantage now. But if these 5 competitors come in and they're making equivalent, not even a superior chip, but an equivalent chip or superior chip with a lower price point, We've seen Amazon do this plenty of times.
Yeah.
They come in, they see the competition, they make a similar product, they drop the price point. You can't compete because most people are going to pay for the thing that costs less, even if they have equivalent service. Not superior, but even equivalent at a lower price point. That's going to cause damage. So definitely is the reason why you got to stay ahead of the game and make sure that you're always being innovative.
And my final point, another thing that quantitative easing does is it makes everyone compete. When interest rates are low, you can get money for cheap. Everyone gets a little bit more comfortable. Quantitative easing goes away. Interest rates are higher. Now you have to fight for less customers, less clients. Everyone has to innovate a lot faster to stay in the lead.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.